So the Baker Mayfield debut was a success, but what happens from this point forward could change everything for the Rams. That's coming up next on Locked On Rams.
You are Locked On Rams, your daily Los Angeles Rams podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Thanks for making Locked On Rams your first listen every single day, free and available wherever you get your podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. My name is Travis Rogers. Thanks for making us a part of what you do every single day. Make sure that you get your Rams content every last single very day by clicking that subscribe button in your podcast feed. It might look like a bookmark, a check mark, a plus, whatever it is. Make sure that you tap it so you get your Rams content every day. I would also suggest that you check us out on YouTube. Our Locked On Rams YouTube page is a great way to do that as well. Here's what we got coming up on today's pod, but not before I tell you that not only do I host this podcast, but I also host the Rams pre-half and post-game show on their flagship station, ESPN 710, right here in Los Angeles. We get that going a couple hours before each game, which means on Monday night we'll get going about 3:30 before they take on the Green Bay Packers. So if you are in or around Los Angeles, you can check that out. You can also check it out on the ESPN LA app, too, if you'd like to do that. That's a good way to listen to the pregame show. And then immediately after, we got the postgame show as well. So all of your Rams content coming and going. We got you covered here as well. Here's what's coming up on today's pod. I want to talk about another wave of injuries that has hit the Rams and more guys going on the IR, more guys missing the rest of the season, and maybe not to be unexpected at this point, considering that the Rams are 4-9. But really, I mean, just when it comes to the injury bug, the Rams have had nothing but bad luck so far this season. Jared Goff is having a great year in Detroit. The Detroit Lions are kind of on the fringe of the playoff race, which means now's a pretty good time to revisit that Jared Goff for Matthew Stafford trade that took place a little bit less than a couple of years ago. We'll do that coming up in just a couple of minutes. But I want to start with a Baker Mayfield topic and what happens after that crazy debut. And we will do that right after I remind you that today's episode of Locked On Rams is sponsored by Simply Safe Home Security with Fast Protect technology. Exclusively from Simply Safe, 24/7 monitoring agents capturing evidence to accurately verify a threat for faster police response. There's no safe like Simply Safe. Visit simplysafe.com/lockedonNFL to learn more. All right, so let's start with Baker Mayfield. His debut was spectacular, awesome, wonderful, unexpected, exhilarating. All of the adjectives that you want to put in there is what it was. He comes in with zero prep time and just kind of walks on the field and basically just starts flinging it around, and the Rams catch fire at the end of the game. The Raiders come completely unglued at the end of the game, and the Rams end up winning. It was great. It was exciting. It was a great moment for Baker Mayfield. It was a great moment for the team, who's had, quite frankly, no great moments all season long. And it brings up an interesting question, I think, which is, what's the best outcome for the Rams the rest of the way with Baker Mayfield? What's the best outcome for Baker Mayfield the rest of the way? Because I don't think that those two things are in line. I think that one outcome is far better for Baker Mayfield than it is for the Rams. Let's start right here. Let's start with what we've seen from John Wolford and Bryce Perkins. John Wolford and Bryce Perkins very clearly are not suitable backups in the event that Matthew Stafford gets hurt next year, right? That if you need somebody to win football games, I don't know if either one of those two guys are going to be able to do that for you, or at least put you in a position to give you a better than average chance to do that. I know John Wolford has done it previously, but we're really talking about one game a few years ago. So I think we need to kind of recalibrate our expectations with him. And that was a team that had its full complement of players, et cetera, et cetera. Bryce Perkins, very inexperienced. You saw the difference when Baker Mayfield came in. So the Rams, I would argue, have a very clear need at backup quarterback. Like I've mentioned on the Locked On Rams podcast before, I think that this is about as good as you can hope for in the backup category, backup quarterback category, which and what I mean is this. Baker Mayfield is a former starter in this league, has had some success. Was he great? No. Was he exactly what the Browns were looking for with the number one overall pick? Of course not. This is you're hoping for Peyton Manning or Cam Newton. You're not hoping for somebody that's on their third team less than 5 years later. That's not what you're looking for. But he was a starter in the NFL. He has the raw material to have been the first overall pick. Now, maybe he shouldn't, but he was, and he certainly was a first-round talent. And to have somebody that could come off the bench and give you a spark that's got a little bit of leadership that the other players respond to is something that Baker Mayfield has in spades. And you could see it on Thursday night against the Raiders, that the team responded to him. The throws were of NFL quality. He's going to make mistakes. He's going to throw interceptions. He's going to fumble the ball. He's going to make bad decisions, all of those things. But he's also going to give you some stuff that is above the line as far as NFL quarterback play goes. That's the best you can hope for in a backup quarterback. And so moving forward through these last four games of the season, I think that if you're the Rams, you're hoping for something of a mixed bag, right? You're hoping for something that gives you a chance to win some games. But let's just be honest here. If they go out and win a bunch of games, let's say they got four games left. Let's say they split these final four, which is not unreasonable considering that you have the Denver Broncos in there. Now you just got to find one win between the Chargers, the Seahawks, and the Packers. Not impossible, okay? Let's just say he wins one. Let's just say he beats the Broncos. Now you've gone 2-3 in your five games, and let's say he looks good against the Broncos. Let's say that the Rams lose three of these last four games, but Baker Mayfield plays okay in them. Somebody's going to give him a starting job in the NFL. Somebody's going to give him the opportunity to go play in this league as their starting quarterback. Nobody's going to build their franchise around Baker Mayfield, but there are teams that would use a guy like him for a season or two. Think about what Atlanta is doing with Marcus Mariota this year until they benched him for Ritter. But the point is, there are teams that need somebody for a period of time until they can pick their next guy. Baker Mayfield fits that bill, especially if he shows he can win some games in the short term, especially if he shows he can fit in, especially if he shows he gets along with his teammates, the coaching staff, all of the things that sometimes people go, I don't know about that guy. If he can kind of rehab his image in a far more successful way, there are opportunities for him elsewhere, which is the best case scenario for him. Starting quarterback money in the NFL is starting quarterback money in the NFL. That's a big deal. It's a big difference. That's probably not in the Rams' best interest. Now you're back in the Wolford, Perkins, and who knows category. The best case scenario for the Rams is he's good, but not great. He's good enough that you say, okay, yeah, we're going to hold on to him. We're going to give him another chance to rehab his image. We're going to give him a chance to spend an entire year with Sean McVay. We're going to give him another chance to spend an entire year on a functioning NFL franchise. And then in the event that he gets some time next year, and he likely would, considering what we saw from Matthew Stafford this year, as far as his health goes, now he might be able to find something above and beyond just some fill-in work here or there. It's an opportunity for him. It's good for the Rams. It's good for him. Best case scenario for him is he goes and he lights it up. The Rams win some games and somebody offers him a truckload of money. That's the best case for him. It's not the best case for the Rams, which brings us to the next topic, which brings us to the topic of quarterbacks and the trade that the Rams made nearly 2 years ago to go get Matthew Stafford out of Detroit, seeing what Jared Goff is doing with the Lions. That's coming up next on Locked On Rams. But first, let's talk about our friends at betonline.net. It's your number one source for sports betting info, stats, news, and analysis. Get the latest odds and trends from every professional and amateur league out there, from pro football to college bowl season to basketball and the World Cup. They got it all at betonline.net. So if you love sports podcasts, you can even find those at betonline.net. as well. We're always the fastest and easiest way to get your betting info. Head on over to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more. Bet online, where the game starts. And looking at Bet Online right now, seeing that the Rams are currently 7.5-point dogs going into Green Bay. Stay away from the Rams. Who knows what you're going to get with Baker Mayfield as your quarterback, and who knows what you're going to get with the Packers too. So that might go somewhere else. Go somewhere else. Find another game that you like a little bit better. Thanks for making Locked On Rams your first listen today. For your second listen today, check out Locked On Sports Today. From the games that matter the most to the biggest stories in sports, go beyond the scoreboard and behind the scenes with the local experts and insights only Locked On can provide. Locked On Sports Today, available on this app, YouTube, and wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so it was just about 2 years ago that the Rams made a huge deal, traded Jared Goff to the Detroit Lions, and acquired Matthew Stafford. And in exchange for that, the Rams sent out a couple of first-round draft picks, one of which the Lions are going to get to use next, the second of which, I should say. They used one last year. They're going to use another one coming up this year. It's going to be a high pick. The Rams right now would get the fourth pick in the draft, which they slide on over to the Detroit Lions, which gives them not only their own pick, which will obviously be a little bit later in the draft, but gives them a very high pick on a team that is making some positive movement in the last couple of years under Dan Campbell. And let's be honest, Jared Goff. Jared Goff has been really good for the Lions. I think this is a perfect example of somebody that needed a fresh start, somebody that needed a different environment, somebody that came in with lowered expectations. I think it's very – and Mayfield, by the way, would fall into this category as well. I don't know if there's a quantifiable way to say the pressure that comes along with being the first overall pick, especially if that first overall pick is a quarterback. You need to be Peyton Manning to be worth it. You need to be Andrew Luck or Cam Newton or one of these guys that's the first overall pick that comes in, that plays well right away, that all of a sudden your team goes from nowhere to great, and it's because of the pick. Think about Matthew Stafford in Detroit. He, too, was the number one overall pick, but the organization was garbage, so it didn't work out for him. He put up bananas numbers, but the team was bad. Jared Goff got there at just the right time where they were ready to move on from Matthew Stafford, not in a bad way, but just in a let's change scenery kind of way. No one expected him to play well. A new head coach, and by the way, they had a lot of talent. And all of a sudden, he comes in, he can just play football. He's not the number one pick anymore. He's the guy that they got because they got rid of the other guy and they got a couple of picks along the way, and let's see what happens next, and let's play with him a little bit and see what it is. It's freed him up. He looks great. The Lions probably won't make the playoffs, but they're in it. They've got a chance to compete deep into December with meaningful games for the first time in I don't know how long, forever, really. And that's good news for him. That's good news for them. It was definitely worth it from the perspective of the Detroit Lions because you have a – I don't want to say they have a good team. They're still under 500. But they have a team that's playing meaningful football in December. They have a quarterback that's lighting it up with big numbers. They have an offense that's really fun to watch. They score a lot of points. Jared Goff's a big part of that. He's not throwing a million and one interceptions. And it's functioning. It's a win for them because they got a good player who's playing well and picks. The question for the Rams is, would you do it all over again? And it's the easiest answer in the world. Of course you would. They won the Super Bowl. It's December 13th. It was literally about 9 months ago that the Rams were having a party, a celebration of winning the Super Bowl. Confetti falling on the field at SoFi. Aaron Donald pointing to his hand and saying, "I'll put a ring on my finger." Jared Goff out there with his family. Andrew Whitworth out there in the final season of his career celebrating a Super Bowl championship. Was it expensive? Hell yes. Is it a bill that you're going to have to pay off for a while? You see in this season? Yeah, you're going to have to pay the bill off for a while. The Rams won the Super Bowl. There's not a team in the league that wouldn't say, "Hey, listen, do you want to have a great chance at winning the Super Bowl for a year or so? And you might have to pay that bill off for a while, and someone else along the way may get some people that are pretty good as well." Yeah, let's go. Not only did the Rams get that, they won. They won the Super Bowl. That's a huge win. That is a huge win. No one would run back. Look, the Rams could be bad again next year. If you get a similar situation, the offensive line isn't fixed. If Matthew Stafford continues to look like he's aging pretty rapidly and they can't protect him, if Cooper Kupp doesn't come back from the injury the way that you'd like, if Aaron Donald decides, there's a scenario where you have another bad year next year. Guess what? At that point, you'll have won the Super Bowl 2 years ago. Still pretty darn good. Not a lot of teams can say that. Super Bowl championships do not come around very often. The Rams have had two bites of the apple in the last 6 years, and they cashed one in. That is a great batting average. This is the first bad season in a very long time. And you know what? This is life in the NFL. It's no fun. Nobody likes it. The games aren't particularly exciting. The team looks like it may struggle for a period of time. But I believe in Les Snead. I believe in Sean McVay. I believe in Matthew Stafford. I still think he's got some football left in him. But you're going to have to surround them with some guys, and you don't have the picks right now. You don't have the assets. You're a little top-heavy, maybe more than a little top-heavy. They'll figure it out. It may take more than one more season, but this was one of the rare trades where I think both teams got exactly what they want. The Rams won a Super Bowl because of the player that they acquired. That's the other thing. The Rams just didn't win the Super Bowl. They won the Super Bowl because of Matthew Stafford. If it's almost any other quarterback in that situation, sure, Tom Brady, yeah, right. Okay, yeah, he probably gets it done. But Matthew Stafford in that spot did exactly what you needed him to do three games in a row. So they got what they needed out of the deal, and the Lions got what they needed out of the deal. They got more picks. They've got a future. They've got a quarterback that looks really good. They've got a team that's competing to go to the playoffs. They're not going to win a Super Bowl, but they're in the mix, kind of. And for the Lions, being kind of in the mix is kind of good. I think it's one of the rare deals that worked out really well for both sides. All right, more bad news for the Rams on the injury front. Another player added to the IR who is done for the season. That's coming up next on Locked On Rams. First, a word from our friends at Prize Picks. It is a great way to play daily fantasy football. So let me explain to you how it works. You pick 2 to 5 players, and if they go more, they score more or less than their Prize Picks projection, you can win up to 10 times your money on any entry. So you're saying, what does that mean exactly? Well, there are projections. I'll give you some examples. Patrick Mahomes, more or less than 320 yards. Derrick Henry, more or less than 85 yards. Tyreek Hill, more or less than 3.5 catches. You make your predictions, you can win some money. You're not competing against a million other people. It's just you against the projections available. And every sport that you like is available. And I'm not just talking the big ones. I'm not just talking NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, hockey, golf, college football. No, no, no. WNBA, esports, NASCAR, tennis, MMA, boxing, Euro basketball, they've got it. Currently operational in over 30 states in Canada. Download the Prize Picks app. Go to prizepicks.com to sign up and play daily fantasy sports. First-time users can receive 100% instant deposit match up to $100 with the promo code Locked On. If you deposit $100, Prize Picks will give you $100. If you deposit $50, Prize Picks will give you 50 as well. So don't forget to enter the promo code Locked On at sign up for an instant deposit match of up to $100. All right, so a little bit of an injury update on what's going on with the Rams, and just go ahead and add it to the unbelievably long list of things that have gone wrong for the Rams on their health front. Jacob Harris, done for the year. He was placed on IR. He has a torn pec muscle. It will require surgery. He's gone. Now, that's somebody that's played a little bit more than 100 snaps, and every single one of those snaps, sans one, has come on special teams. So not an integral part of what they're doing on offense, but he did catch up. The one pass he caught this year was on a fake punt, got him a first down, and somebody that has really struggled with the injury bug the last couple of years. So he is done for the year, but again, just a little bit thinner across the board for the Rams. Jacob Harris, done for the season. Marquise Copeland, high ankle sprain. We'll see whether or not he's able to go. It is unlikely that you will see him. So add him to the list of Aaron Donald, who is, you know, hasn't played in the last couple of weeks. I said it at the time. I'd be stunned if we see 99 at any point again this season. Why, for who, for what? So Copeland and AD, unlikely. A'shaun Robinson is down for the season. He was placed on injured reserve a couple of weeks ago, so he is gone as well, which means the defensive line is basically about as thin as it could get. So the Rams went out and acquired Laurel Murchison from the Tennessee Titans, who was released by them. The Rams made a waiver claim on him. They got him. So who knows whether or not he's able to step in and make an impact in the short term. But you can expect that he will be on that field before too long. Maybe not against the Packers on Monday night, but by the time they turn around and play against the Denver Broncos on Christmas Day, I think it's pretty likely that you will see Murchison getting some snaps for the Rams. Added to the list, a season where injuries in the NFL are pretty common. It happens to everybody at every point. You hope to get a little lucky as opposed to a little unlucky. The Rams are unlucky times unlucky, whatever that comes out to. But I can't remember the last time I saw a team get just absolutely decimated with this many injuries in a relatively short period. It started early in the season and it's continued all year long. And not just to random guys, but to starting players across the both offense and defense. Baker Mayfield's going to have to pull a couple more rabbits out of his hat if, in fact, the Rams are going to beat anybody that's not named the Denver Broncos. All right, that's going to do it for this edition of Locked On Rams. Thanks for making us your first listen. And now for your next listen, check out the Locked On Sports Today pod. Biggest stories of the day, instant reactions, big game recaps, and the take of the day. It's available on the Odyssey app, YouTube, and wherever you get your podcasts. Until next time, whose house? It's Locked On Rams' house.